good afternoon, good evening, San Bernardino, Dubilan, Amsterdam, Moloni, bonjour, Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are streaming us, welcome to the 52nd episode of Jolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy, Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 31-year-old in the son of the equator, the most handsome guy in the chief scope, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. I don't buzz alone, I have buzz with ever beautiful, shiny, glowing, too many adjectives, so little time. Also me, hello.
Hello, Blue. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm fantastic, as always.
Yeah, as per usual, yeah. We are really, really excited. We are still sort of slowly getting out of our excitement of the 50th episode, but the excitement continues to live on our social media platforms, where you can be highly, highly interactive with us and engage with us. Today's episode, yeah? When I laugh like that, it's going to be lady.
Oh, very lady. Me,
what are we talking about today?
Today, because Raditaba, we asked the question, which sex is the best? And our listeners had a choice between six options.
All right.
The first one being, do you like a quickie?
Thank you.
Second one being, do you like having makeup sex?
Okay.
Do you like having drunken sex, like some people I know? Do you like hardcore sex?
Okay.
Do you like long, satisfying sex? And the sixth and the last option is, do you like having morning sex? We want to know what kind of sex that you think is the best and that you like.
Okay. We're talking about what menu do you prefer in terms of sexually, right?
Yeah.
Do you like it well done? Do you like it fast on the go? Fully cooked? Long? Do you like all of those things?
Okari mogodu. It must be long and satisfying. Pela mogodu takes 2 hours, 17 years. 2 hours and 17 years to cook. And then once you eat it, it's very satisfying.
Okay.
Yeah.
We asked our Sunlanders to send us what they prefer out of the list. Remember, Oshumi said she shared it. So number one, we said it was a quickie. Number two, we said it's makeup sex. Number three, we said it was drunken sex. Number four, we said hardcore sex. Number five, we said long and satisfying sex. And number six... we spoke about it with Dr. Zender last time.
It was morning sex.
The morning sex. Alright. Yeah. Once again, an overflow of comments. And notice which gender is sending the voice notes the most.
Why do I feel attacked?
Just notice.
I suddenly feel attacked.
Have a listen.
Honestly, I don't know, hey, but I think I'd go with number two. Like, if I had to choose from this list, I would go with number two, because there's so many emotions to it, and me, I'm rather aggressive, so to say. I'm rather aggressive, so it has so much emotions to it, and I just feel like, especially if I was the one who was wrong, like if I said some shit, yeah, that's when I feel like, okay, I deserve this. Yeah, so yes, I think I'll go with number two.
And number two is makeup sex, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's so many to choose from. I would say number five, because I mean, for me, it takes long, you know, it takes long. And if it can just be slow and long, satisfying sex, then cut. Cut, a person has me, okay? So, yeah, definitely number five, because, I take really long to orgasm, so number five.
Okay.
I believe her. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I believe her.
So, she doesn't run, you say, Bolt type of races.
Uh-uh.
She's Casta Semenya.
Bona.
She's in it for the long haul, right?
Yes.
But I like what she said, because sometimes we tend to get it twisted. So people think, the actual act needs to be hours, right?
Yeah.
She touched on foreplay, so she said, so she wants the whole mood enhancement, the kissing.
Listen, unless you're having a quickie, sex is not a marathon. I won a winner at the end.
There's no medal.
No, you're not going to get a trophy.
Okay.
Forget.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's not forget that there are other voice notes. Yeah. I said, notice which gender is speaking there. Notice.
Again, I feel attacked.
Morning sex, of course. Drunken sex. Yes. A quickie, no, it's not satisfying. I feel like I need more whenever I have it. Yeah, whenever me and Upara have sex, a quickie is never enough, because, like, why do you even bother? Because now we're going to be frustrated for the rest of the day. So, morning sex, definitely. Drunk sex also is good. We haven't had makeup sex, because I haven't fought. Long satisfying sex, definitely. So all those three. I can't do hardcore. I can't take the pain. Not personally. Yeah, no. The pain just becomes too much, and I'm like, no, stop. As much as I was enjoying it, the pain just takes over. Yeah, I don't know if I gave you the reasons. I gave you the reasons why the others, but the other ones, yeah, no. Have you had morning sex? Like, you wake up and you're like, hello. the reason why I don't like quickies is because I like the long satisfying. We go for 2 hours and then like, okay, we need to stop now. That's way better than, yeah. Drunk sex has no limits. That's why. You do everything. And then you wake up in the morning and you're like, fuck, I'm hurting everywhere. Yeah. So I think I answered your questions and why.
Listen. I do not know who Para is. But listening to that voice note, I can tell you that Para is hitting all the right notes. Did you hear her say, yeah?
Hold on. Did you hear the music in the background?
Wangwishisha. Like, she is in not even seventh heaven. She is in 45th heaven.
Yay, Bana.
You. Hi, some men are really doing their work out there. Or women. Or women, you know.
Hey, well, people, whichever.
Whichever. Like, what's Mabereka? And they're making other people's children happy, and we thank you.
My goodness gracious me. All right, before I comment further, let's continue. Again, eh? Okay.
Morning sex, of course.
Oh, okay. Our apologies. We're repeating.
Yo. This is a bit tricky. It's really tricky because makeup sex and drunken sex are amazing. And morning sex. Oh my gosh. Because there's a good connection between you, and if it's your partner, then it's even like energies, you know. But makeup sex is the best, I guess. Because, well, there's just a whole lot of emotions that are involved. And, you know, it's just like, yes.
Hey, Ghana, it's a pity you don't smoke weed, but high sex is the one, bro. You should definitely try that one.
All right, it was not on the menu.
You really do know that this is like saying to a parent they must pick a favorite kid. But anyway, I'd say long satisfying sex, because yay, you know, you need to be well fed, man, so that you don't get caught up with the nyama sis ganyen, because yay, it's our part of sisters.
I love that. Yay.
Hey, banna ba geshuli a bereka man.
You don't want to eat the meat from the dump.
Na ke re banna ba geshu ba bereka. Se chaba se thabile.
Yo. I love that analogy. I love how she said, dude, if you are not going to be here for the long haul, we are going to have problems.
We're
going to
have problems. Why are you here?
Because I don't want to eat out.
No. Why must I buy KFC when there's chicken in the fridge? For what? For who? For why?
I am absolutely gobs.
Oh, wow.
I am absolutely gobs.
Hey, leha morogo, man.
So, I mean, okay, hold on. Our technical producer says there's more.
Oh, wait. There is more.
I love that. Okay, let's hear.
I don't know. So, personally, I don't know that there's even an option that I would go for here. Because I feel like a quickie is obviously too quick. I feel like would it even, you know, be satisfying? Okay, makeup sex could be great because, I mean, you're not breaking up and you're resolving things and there's a happy ending to it. But I mean, you can't always be having makeup sex or, you know. Hardcore sex, I'm hanky for sure. If based on this definition, because if it's fast, it might be like a quickie. Long satisfying sex could be nice, but I don't like it when it's too long as well. It just needs to be long enough for it not to be too short, but not like like hours and hours on end. Like I wouldn't be opposed to like having intercourse like a couple of times in that night, if ever, but like, you know. Good morning sex is okay, but not all the time, because I like my sleep, so that's just not feasible. Yeah, I don't know that there is. I suppose it depends on the mood. And drunken sex could be great. But yeah, could also be messy though.
Hey, oh, sound the anti-sided. What is it again?
No, I'm thinking baby girl just sounds like she had a cookie or morning sex or long, hot, satisfying sex.
Or a concoction of all of them.
Like, she just sounds very, very happy and satisfied.
But she doesn't know which one did it.
You won't understand that. Like, but she sounds very, very happy and very satisfied.
So, para etile
reishandis. Ay, bumalu bima berikile, man.
Alright, guys, it's an influx of voice notes.
I think for me, it's makeup sex. It's got all those emotions running, I guess. And you're still angry, but you still love them and you still miss them. And I think makeup sex is the one for me. Yeah. Definitely the best one.
Wow, clear and decisive.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is such a tricky question, simply because I think each and every stance here has its own superpower. The quickie has its own superpower. Makeup sex has a superpower. Morning sex has a superpower, but if I could choose my top three, it will definitely be makeup sex, drunken sex, and morning sex. Drunken sex is literally the best thing, I think, because, I mean, you're drunk. You do the craziest shit when you're drunk. Makeup sex, it's the intensity after you've had an argument with your partner and you're upset as fuck, and that sex is literally amazing. And then morning sex, I know. I think morning sex literally takes the cup, because, I mean, imagine having the best sex in the morning and it makes you, like, have a really, really great day. Nothing can, like, it feels like you're on top of the world because of morning sex. So for me, top three, definitely makeup sex, drunken sex, and of course morning sex. I hope this helps. Guys, yo.
You know what? In the last, I think a couple of episodes, Dr. Zender spoke about the guys in terms of their hormones and how they work very well, very early in the morning. So it's not surprising, Huri, some people have had it all this morning.
And she clearly experienced it.
Did you hear how she...
Yonkinto.
There was just that.
Yes.
And notice how she emphasized on guys' morning sex.
You know what I mean? Like she definitely got it all that morning.
So clearly waking up on the right side of bed, and when everything's are fully functional, those home is a thing, right?
Yeah, it is.
Is that your favorite? She thinks. Okay, while you're still thinking, right? Let's take a couple more voice notes while you're still thinking about that.
This is such a tricky question, simply right. Because.
Right, we repeat it. Oh my word. Let's get another one.
It's a quickie, my guy. It takes you off the edge very quickly, and there's no administration. Yeah, for me, that's the first.
But no administration.
Let me start again. Looking at the six options, I would say everything from 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6 is good. The hardcore thing is like, well, something that you want to partake in every day, obviously, because, you know, can cause a little bit of sensitivity all the time. So, first option, quickie, has its, you know, pros. In terms of time and all of that, but it can still do the job with the spot. Makeup it's good because there's a lot of emotions involved, so it can be the best, you know, especially if you've been apart. Drunken, good thing about drunken is you can be as crazy as you want and still don't remember anything, and even if you try something or do something that the other person doesn't like, you could just blame it on the booze, which is good. Long satisfying, yes, that's the best. Yeah. That's the best because, you know, the build-up, the whatever, yes. Morning. Well, that's a given. You know, it's always the best time in the morning, so hey.
So, both Kuma and both Thomas, they were right when they said they love it in the morning.
You know what? The only thing that I'm taking away from all of this is, hey, Bumba Lumimba Abereka. Because if you listen to all of these women, all of them go... Yes. That is the true definition of a satisfied woman.
And notice it's two, ne? If it's not in the morning, Sir. It must be a marathon.
Hey, buma lomi bakhona ga morogo mane. I applaud. I approve. It's a yes from me.
Okay. I'm listening. Yeah. Note to self.
Between drunken sex and makeup sex, because I feel like should have been drunken or high. So why there's no high sex here, like after you've smoked weed and you have sex? So with drunken sex, I feel like, you know, with the normal sex, people are awkward or like it doesn't flow, like people are uptight, right? So with drunken sex, I feel like people get loose, they loosen up a bit. Now I loosen up a bit, like because I'm a very awkward person. I'm a very shy person. So with drunk sex, I feel like I love it, or drunk or high sex. It's just the best, because you just like, you just, everything just flows. Everything, like, you don't have to like think you have to do this, or you have to like, everything just flows. You just want to rip each other, it's close off, you understand? So that's why I love it, and it's just, it's crazy. Then with the makeup sex, I feel like I have a history with something that happened in the past with makeup sex of my ex, right? So I feel like I was just like, maybe we had like a fight, like we had like, not a physical fight, but we had a fight, then I feel like we were mad at each other, you understand? And you know, I feel like at that point, I feel like now I was thinking, okay, now I want to break up with this person. Then we meet, then after the makeup, then everything just, I just forgot about, oh, this person, what happened the next day? Like, we all forgot about what we had fight about, because yeah, makeup sex, I'm just caught between makeup sex and drunken sex, because the reason I'm talking about the makeup sex is it was so good. So, I don't know, so ish, but I'll choose drunken sex. Yeah, drunken sex all the way.
Guys, it's important that we put a disclaimer or a warning, right? We live in a world that ideally we would love to have all the drunken sex that we can. But obviously we have STIs, we have these other illnesses. But it's actually interesting to hear that if people prefer to not be in their full senses.
No, yeah, because when you are intoxicated from whatever you took, you sort of like have an out-of-body experience.
Okay.
You know, your inhibitions there are no inhibitions. They're non-existent. So yeah. you can step out of yourself and do the things that you've perhaps always wanted to do. You know, I think that's why people love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you just get to go crazy. And then tomorrow, chances are you might not even remember. And if you do, blame it on the alcohol. Like Jamie Foxx said.
Oh.
Blame it on the Henny.
I see. Oh, so that's the real reason.
Yeah, because it allows you to literally let loose.
I see.
Yeah, and to have a different experience than what you would if you were sober.
I see.
You know, it's makes sense. It's liberating.
Makes sense. Okay, we're taking our last, I think it's our last three. Guys, it's just too much. Just too much.
Okay, when I think of creaky, I think of, I don't want to use the word nasty because, well, in like the most logical sense, that it is kind of nasty. So, yeah, I think of the toilet, and I don't like toilets. So, and guys, I don't know. And then if number two, makeup sex. If you guys need sex to make up, what kind of communication do you guys have actually? Because, no. So, you guys, in a sense that I'm having a conversation with someone who's asking, would they just meet, made up with their person, that make up sex, I'm thinking, probably feelings and issues are still unresolved, so you guys are just gonna use your bodies. So I don't know, it's enough for me. Drunken sex, what is this? Did you guys just meet at a bar and then you just boned? Okay. Hardcore sex, Jesus. Okay. Are you guys using toys, like dominatrix type of things? I don't know. I'm not against it, but I don't know. I think maybe safe word, but also hardcore could also mean like orgies and orgies, that's what they call them, I guess. And like, nah, that's just, yeah, Okay, and then long satisfying sex. What is that? Like romance. I'm more of that. I'm not against that one. And then number 5 usually turns into number 6. So, yeah. Sorry for the long voice note.
We're not sorry. Thank you for the information.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
All right. Oh, Schumi's too excited.
That makes sense.
For me, it's got to be morning sex. Morning sex slaps dog. You wake up and she's right there, and you make out a little, and then she's just rearing to go. What can you say? What, my dog? It slaps. Yo.
You just say good morning.
Right.
I couldn't answer you yesterday because I was with family. But all of them? Honestly, like, okay, I haven't had number 2, but so I'd say it's 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, all of them, there isn't one that beats the other. Because they're all equally good in their own right. They all just do the same thing in their own right. They're just all satisfying.
I'm done. And out.
And then the congregation said amen.
Yo.
Let the congregation say amen.
Like, notice how these people, ne? Their voices just are descriptive on their own.
I know, right? So weird. It's like they're having flashbacks.
Yes.
I think they were having flashbacks. And then they were like, yes.
So, Yena, it's everything in the menu but makeup sex.
Yeah. No, I agree with her. Okay. I absolutely agree with her. I've never had makeup sex with anybody. So.
But you've had everything else over.
Oh, I've had quickies. Oh, hello. Drunken sex, my speciality. Hardcore sex, what's my name? Long satisfying, have you met me? Morning sex, hello. You know, so I've had all of them except makeup sex. I've never had makeup sex. Yeah, note to ex-boyfriend, if you're listening, you still have my number, ne? Thank you, bye-bye. Bye.
I think, okay, with me, guys, it's bottom up, right? So you ask any guy, guys, our hormones are very strong in the morning.
Hence the morning glory.
Our hormones and our testosterone are stronger in the morning. So obviously you bone in the morning.
And thank you for subjecting us to morning sex. We thank you graciously.
We thank you because you don't know that you help us with the boning.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know?
You're very welcome.
I really. Morning glory. Hardcore has its place. I really think it has its place because you have to create that mood, right? I don't think it's not an everyday sex that you can have.
Yeah.
So it's more curated. So it would be that once in a blue moon where you decide to. The following program contains scenes that might. Yeah. It's one of those days where you just feel spanky, you just feel all sex toys, you just feel all.
Bring out the whips. When I handcuffs.
Long, Jill Scott, long walk, it's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
I really think when we say long, it's not necessarily duration per se, but it's just to say it's a combination of foreplay, understanding that it's not about arriving at the destination, but it's it's the whole experience.
Yeah.
I think that is why they call it longer sex. So it's just the whole experience, as far as that is concerned. Which is the other one?
The other one, wait, I'll tell you. I'll tell you now, as soon as...
There we go.
Morning sex.
Morning sex is done.
Yeah, you play that one.
I think drunken sex is... Hence I said it's risky because you are not in your full senses. And we always advocate for safe sex.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you find yourself in that situation, it will always obviously be because you are at your free self, so to speak. Mm. Makeup sex, the emotions everybody has spoken about. I think it would be beautiful. There's a song that comes to mind by Jesse Powell, After We Make Love. So he talks about that whole emotion where everybody is just upset and I just want to throw you in the wall and
all yeah. Uh-uh.
And a quickie has different strokes for different folks, I believe.
Yeah, I agreed with you when you said earlier. You said that they are situational. All of these quickie makeup sex, drunken sex, hardcore sex, long satisfying sex, morning sex—they're all situational.
Yeah.
You know, it's very rare that you will step into the house or you will wake up and you will say, "I want to have this kind of." It all depends on the mood.
Absolutely.
You know, quickie, it's because you are maybe in a public place or you're busy with something, but you have that itch that you want to scratch.
True.
So you quickly scratch that itch, which is why it's called a quickie. You know, morning sex, when you wake up in the morning and you're like, hot damn, but he looks so damn fine when he just woke up. You know, and then you give him some. Yeah, it's happened. I know, don't look at me like that.
No, don't look at that. I think we for 2 episodes in.
Umoneshem with the sunlight, literally hitting him in all the right angles, and you think, God damn.
No, but sometimes you are the you. I can't say if you get a healthy if you get a healthy being. How?
Born.
Good morning.
How born a kiri fruro, o petura. Ashi.
But
hello.
Hello. The pole is standing upright.
It's saying good morning. It's saluting you, wishing you a good day.
So you need to respond.
Who am I to say no?
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's situational.
All right. I it's true.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, the most important thing I think what you can derive from here is it really is. Different strokes, different folks.
For different folks, yeah.
And everything has its place, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And also, going back to the public place thing, guys, I'm not encouraging that. Please do not.
Yeah, but quickies don't necessarily happen in a toilet, so to speak, right? I think she has that perception. Quickies can happen in the office.
Yes, they can.
Quickies, as you've heard in previous episodes, can happen in the most dubious of places. In churches, I know, right?
That one caught me off. In church.
Exactly.
How unholy are y'all?
So, it happens. Cars.
Chabangudin.
In cars, when you decide to be in the park.
Oh, cars. Yes.
Zulek, remember?
Good memories.
Remember Zulek swinging?
Good memories.
So they really happen in every single place.
Yeah.
But I think the exercise there was just to check how spontaneous are we, you know?
Yeah. And it sounds like everybody is. You know, people are not necessarily confined to let's switch the lights off, let's get into bed, and let's do this, you know?
And it's really refreshing. Once again,
yeah.
I think a big, big, big thank you to all the voice notes we can't. I think there's like 10 more we couldn't read.
My eyes and ears.
We couldn't. But guys, again, I was not taking slight jabs or slight what do they call them, shades. But it seems to me that women are really, really embracing what they like and what they want. And
yeah.
If we are not careful, Majita, we are going to find ourselves in very, very, very difficult situations. Because mapara bere kezo skhumi ose.
This struggle and this movement will be televised.
Yes.
Yeah.
So please.
We have come into our own.
And we're going to tell you what
and
you want.
And we are liberated.
And we'll tell
we
you.
Know what we want. We know how we want it. We know where we want it.
And when we want it.
And when we want it. So that's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We end it there. I'll tell you what never ends there is our social media platforms.
Oh, yeah, no. People can still find us on Facebook, Daily Sun, or they can tweet us at Daily Sun SA,
yes.
Or they can find us on our beautiful forever home, www.dailysun.co.za.
Jolo, guys, and you can get this episode and one other episode. Once again, big thank you to all the lovely ladies and the gents who sent us our voice notes. We had more. We had about 10 to 15 more. Unfortunately, guys, time is against us. But a big thank you to everyone who sent in the voice notes, and we hope you took in what you took in, and what you need to take in is very important. It's not a PSA, but it's really important, guys. Get yourself vaccinated, guys. We're approaching festive, man. You know the president hasn't spoken. We're still on level one. We want to remain there. I said, leave talk. Get yourself vaccinated, visit your nearest vaccination site. I mean, even the age group has just dropped, right?
Yeah.
12-year-olds can get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Guys, please. Don't be scared of a needle. Come on.
Like, I bought so many cute dresses for December. I want to wear them out. I do not want to be told about level 3.
By the way,
please.
The next time we're going to be hearing this episode, somebody's going to be somebody would have turned a year older.
Yeah.
It's gonna be Lady. Once again, she accepts all gifts. Well, let me not say all gifts. Well, I can say all gifts.
E-wallets are very welcome.
GM.
Send money, cash send.
We were at the G-spot last time. Toys.
Yeah, go check out the video from the when we were at G-spot and see the gift suggestions. Assemblies.
Yeah, guys,
I love surprises. Yeah. If you want to know my address, just hit us in the DMs.
Slide in the DMs, everybody. Yeah. And then
I'll tell you where you can send it.
Yeah, and what you can't definitely send, but you can definitely, what she definitely recommends, use a condom, everybody.
Yeah, now that, like he said, it's the festive season. We're all going to be out there. We're going to be partying. We're going to having a good time. There's going to be a lot of drunken sex happening.
Keep it strapped.
Keep it strapped. Even in your drunken stage, try to remember where you...
No, guys, keep them in the pockets, man.
Yeah. And ladies, when you go out, come a begging. Lala, come a begging, man.
Yeah,
boxing, yan. I know these small bags. Look at like A1. It's all right. Those small bags, they're for lip gloss, lip condom, so it's fine.
Guys, keep it safe.
Yeah.
Once again, big thank you to every voice note we received. Big thank you to you for listening. And the next time, as I said, I will reveal the happy birthday to a certain lady of the house.
Yes.
We're not going to reveal her age because I think she's
old. Oh, she's going to be 37.
Oh, 37.
She's not embarrassed.
Okay. All right. Okay. But until then, me, I'm Louis Cipella, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator. Most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, grow like a butterfly, buzz more than a bee.
And I'm still Romisi Abi, still without a cool outro.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.